Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're continuing our discussion today on really the true measure of success of an individual. And I started on Monday and I was talking about my father and the outpouring that he's gotten since he's gotten his diagnosis of terminal cancer. And it really just amazes me at how extraordinary he is. And the impact he's made on so many people's lives, and I argue that could be the truest form of success, right? More so than any stuff or a big bank account or anything else. It's the impact you've had on other people. And we talked yesterday about being a good listener, and one of the reasons that he has had such an impact on people is because, you know, he is such a great listener, and people confide in him and they tell him things because of that. And then he's able to provide guidance, which we'll get into later. But, you know, one of the things that I think is interesting about good listeners is the motivation behind being a good listener. Are you being a good listener because you're truly trying to help someone and you're really genuinely taking interest in them? Or is there something else that's motivating you as you're listening? I found that there are a lot of people that like to be in the know. And by being in the know, they like to uncover information. And you can call it gossip, whatever you want, whatever word you want to put on it. But, you know, people become disarmed because they're talking to somebody that's a great listener, and that great listener is opening them up and getting them to confide in them. But in the end, when you're dealing with the gossip person, that's information that they're just going to take and use and ultimately use to make themselves look better, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to be that person in the know, and they're spreading information, whether it's true or whether it's not true, but in the form of gossip. And that doesn't help anybody. And that's not, in my father's case, that's certainly what he's not about. You know, it's not about broadcasting information to large groups of people. It's about being a confidant. As you begin to think through this idea of being a good listener, ask yourself what your motivation is. Is your motivation to uncover the information so that you can be in the know and potentially tell other people and use that information for yourself? Or is your motivation about truly helping the other person and being there and being a confidant to that person that's giving you the information? From my perspective, it's really about trust and integrity. That's what we're getting at. That's the basis for being a good listener and for becoming that confidant to other people. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about what you do once you obtain the information and once you spend the time listening. And it's really about providing guidance, which is that next step. For today, I just want you to think about your motivation in listening. What are you doing? Are you that trusted confidant, or are you the person that's going to take that information and use it to tell others, gossip, make yourself look good in the process? And if you're not that trusted confidant, what can you do to become that person?